You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We will say it as often as we can. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Because why? This is the day that the Lord has made. And guess what? It's about time for your miracle. In spite of all what you're facing already this morning, God is still on the throne. We want to thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, into your homes, by the way of this great radio station, WWBC 1510, on your AM dial, and stations that you're tuning to us on, others wise too, and Cypress audience. We're glad that you're tuning in this morning, because it's time for your miracle. I believe that God is getting ready to do something. I believe that things are getting ready to work out in your favor. I believe you have what you say, because guess what? It's time for your miracle. It's time for your miracle, and God is going to do it. Only thing you got to do is believe and receive your miracle. Come on, let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity this morning. We thank you for another time just to gather around the radio, Cypress audience. We thank you, God, as we come together, Lord God, and we ask you to touch each and every one this morning right now. We thank you for the victory throughout the day that you've given it to us as believers. We thank you that you touch somebody to come to the foot of the cross to say, what must I do to be saved, Father? And we thank you right now for your grace, your mercy, and your kindness, Lord God. And we pray now, God, upon this radio station right now. Bless us upon this station right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, we're so grateful. We're so glad. Again, you're tuning into the miracle. Your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Radio broadcast. Amen. Coming from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm so excited today because guess what? He lives. I'm so excited today. Guess what? Because it's time for your miracle. Come on. It's time for your miracle. It has to happen. No matter what the enemy is saying, it has to happen. Why? Because God is still on the throne. It's going to work out in your favor. Be not worried. Be not worried. Listen, I want to get into the broadcast this morning because we got some great things coming up and we will have a great broadcast on today. Listen, tonight, revival starts at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Revival will start tonight. It will go all the way from Monday to Friday. Something is great going to happen. Come out. Come expect it. Come over. Come cross. Come through and get your miracle. Get your miracle. Come on. Don't send nobody at it. It's yours. You come get it. It's yours. Ask for, it's yours, believe, and you shall receive. Yes, it is going to be something in the place. I'm looking forward to seeing you, meeting some of you. Come on, join us at the Power of Faith this week. Revival this week. The revivalist is going to be calling in. You'll get a chance to hear her voice. Amen. She's coming all the way from Macon, Georgia. It's going to be something. She'll be calling in a few minutes. So stay tuned to your radio. Amen. Stay tuned to Cypress audience. Wake up somebody and tell somebody there is going to be a revival starting tonight at 1219 South Street in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. And the revivalist is for the week is Evangelist Kimberly Moore, coming all the way from Macon, Georgia. I've talked to her a few minutes. I've talked to her yesterday. I've seen her. Oh, she's excited about what God is going to do. It's going to be something. I want you to come over, come cross, and come be with us. We're looking forward to seeing you in the revival. Amen. I know God is going to do it. We do honor our Lady Watkins. We honor our church mothers. We honor all the saints of God there at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple, all our prophets and evangelists. We honor you. And I'm telling you, it's going to be something. I'm so excited about it. God is going to do great things. And like I said, she will be calling in a few. She'll be calling in. You'll be able to hear her voice. Amen. You'll be able to hear her voice and get acquainted with her voice in the atmosphere. Because I believe that there's a word in her belly. I believe that God is going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. We got to come out believing. We got to come out expecting God to do something. I'm looking for God to do it. I'm waiting on God to do it. I'm just like, the man that stayed at the pool for 38 young years, he was right there. All he had to do is what? Just believe and do it and step in. Jesus asked him a question, will thou be made whole? And he said, I have nobody to put me into the pool. He was right there. So listen, we don't want to have no excuse this week coming up. We don't want to have no excuse. We want to come out and be right there and get our miracle. Why? Because he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved families. Thank you all for praying for the Watkins family, which is this is Evangelist Kimberly that will be running the revival. This is her mother that passed, which is our cousin that went. And God, you know, he touched everything was home. Thank all y'all for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers and calling and words and remarks that you've given to us during this time of bereavement. We want to thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you all so much. We pray the blessings of God upon you all. Again, this is Evangelist Kimberly Moore. We'll be calling in. We'll be running the revival this week. We do it every month. And we got one more month to go to close out. The end of this year, one more month to go, December. We're going to have a second week, always be the second week in the month. Then we'll start right back up January. We're second week in January. We'll start right back up and go slam from January to December. Oh, my God. God is going to move in these revivals. I believe it. What about you? I'm waiting on God. What about you? I'm expecting from God. What about you? Come on. As I just want to labor this broadcast this morning. Come on and go with me in the spirit. It resonated in me. Praise God. We did it on Friday night at our service in Friday night, healing and deliverance service. Praise God. I'm telling you, God, move. So come on and go with me in the spirit realm. Come on and go. Invite somebody to come on and go with you into the spirit realm. Hallelujah. As John said, I was in the spirit. Hallelujah. On the out of the Patmos, on the Lord's day. And I was in the spirit and he took me out in the spirit. Ezekiel said the hands of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit. Come on. Come on. Let's get carried out in the spirit. Not let's get carried away in the things that we're going through with and the things that we're facing with. Don't get carried out by that. Don't get bogged down by that. But let's go into the spirit realm and begin to see what God is doing. Begin to hear what God is saying through the spirit. And he will bring you out. He will deliver you. Good morning, Prophetess Gathers. God bless you. I'm telling you, he will bring you out. If you do what? Go in the spirit. He told us to do walk in the spirit. So we won't do what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on. So come on and go with me in the spirit. Let's stay in the spirit mode. Let's stay in the spirit realm. Because that's where he began to show himself. That's where he began to talk with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Moses. Come on. Moses was in the spirit. Come on. Moses got a visitation through the burning bush in the spirit. Come on. He told Moses, come on, take off your shoes. Why? Because the ground you stand on is what? Holy ground. So come on and go with me in the spirit this week so we'll be able to see and we'll be able to hear what God is saying through the word of God, through the spirit. Come on, not our circumstances, not our situations, what we'll be bogged down with. I want you to know God is able to do what? Bring you out. He's able to do what? Deliver you. He's able to do what? Heal you and set you free. If you only what? Believe God. If you only what? Expect God to do it, no matter what it looks like. I'm expecting God to heal. I'm expecting God to deliver. I'm expecting God to do something. I'm reminded when Peter and was on the way into the temple, amen, and the man laid there. They put him there at their gate called Beautiful, amen. But the Bible says he was looking up onto them doing what? To expect to receive something from them. Glory to God. Come on, it's time for your miracle. It's time for you to come up. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to arise up and allow God to do what? Have his way in you. It's time for your miracle to be manifest. It's time for you to walk into your God-given bought right as believers. You got a right to be healed. You got a right to the tree of life. You got a right to be saved. Come on. You got a right. Come on. You got a right for your healing. You got a right for your deliverance. Come on here. Who the Son set free is free indeed. And you'll be not tangled in with the yoke of bondage no more. So guess what? You got a right today to your miracle. It's yours for the asking. It's yours for the asking. Praise God. I'm telling you, I'm so excited about what God is going to be doing in this revival this week. I'm looking for you to come over. I'm looking for you to come out. Amen. The guest revival again is Evangelist Kimberly Moore, all the way from Macon, Georgia, which you'll be hearing from her in a few. Praise God. You'll be hearing from her in a few. She will be calling in, and I'm telling you, I want you to come out and to expect to receive something from God. Amen. Through her. Amen. This woman of God will be speaking to us this week. This week, you say, well, I've got something going on, and I'm going to try to get there. By all means, press your way. By all means, come out and watch God do what he said he's going to do in the midst of what we're in. In the midst. Listen, again, all right, God is going to be moving. Listen, again, West Palm Beach, look out, West Palm Beach. Next Sunday evening, we will be in West Palm Beach. Amen. God is going to be moving by his power. We'll be right there with Pastor Dorothy. We'll be right there with her. Amen. Next Sunday evening at 6 o'clock, those of you that's on from West Palm Beach in that area down there, we will be there with Pastor Dorothy. Hallelujah. And God is going to be moving. 6 o'clock. I'm telling you. Oh, this song might be the guest revivalist speaker coming. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist. You're on the air, Evangelist Kimberly Moore. Amen. That one will be conducting this revival throughout the week. Praise the Lord. God bless your heart.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're live on the air. Come on and introduce yourself and give us a word and minister to the people. We got a whole hour. God bless you, Mother Gail. Mama Gail, God bless your overseer. God bless you, Pastor Kimberly, Evangelist Kimberly Moore, all the way from Macon, Georgia. Come on, talk to us.
Good morning, Titusville family and surrounding areas. God bless you. I'm so honored to be on the air with you today and to be in revival with you this week. Before I get started, I do want to thank Drs. Apostle Curtis Watkins and Bernita Watkins and this amazing radio ministry for the invitation to share what God is doing in the land.
Yes.
It's truly a blessing to be a part of what the Lord is releasing in this season.
Yes.
And so let me introduce myself. For those of you who may not know me, I'm Evangelist Kimberly Moore out of Macon, Georgia. And I've been serving in ministry now going on 38 years. A passion to see God's people saved, hearts healed, people set free, on fire for God. Right now, we're in the middle of crisis in this land.
Yes.
And when Apostle asked me to do the revival, I knew it's something that I had to do. Mm-hmm. And as I always say, I don't care what the devil is doing.
Yeah.
But I know what God is doing.
Come on.
And we are in the middle of a mighty move of God, no matter what it looks like right now. I truly believe that God is still moving. He's still saving, setting souls free.
Hallelujah.
I believe God. And I believe that this week is not just going to be another service, not just going to be another revival, but a divine encounter moment with God.
Mm-hmm.
And I ask that you come out and join us because God has something great for us. I know he got something great for me.
Yes.
I know that. What about you, Apostle?
Oh,
I know
yes.
that.
Yes, I believe it. I'm expecting. I'm so excited about it because guess what? It's about time for your miracle.
Yes, 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 yes. And that's what we are expecting God to do. But let me remind you that I was reading last night and I was like, God, I want you to just order my steps in
yes.
every word that I speak to your people this week.
Yes.
I don't want it to be me. I don't want it to be just a sermon that I just said it, but God, I need for you to speak a prophetic word to the people.
Yes.
And one of the things that God brought to my mind is that no matter what it looks like, that he's still working behind the scenes.
Praise God.
And I was reading on Galatians 6:9, and it said that be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. So understand, we're in our due season, and we cannot give up on God.
Praise
because
God.
As the songwriter said, he would not give up on us.
Yes.
And so I'm inviting you out to this revival this week, not just for you, but for me as well.
Yes.
I mean, because I am expecting healing. I am expecting God to do something great in my life.
Yes.
Not just a week ago. I buried my mother.
Yes.
But I know that God has commissioned me to do something. I still have to step forth and do what God has called me to do.
Yes.
So I believe that God has something great in store for us on this week.
Yes.
I believe that God is going to move. I believe that he's going to speak. I believe that he's going to restore.
Glory.
He's going to revive. I believe that God is going to do something so great.
Come on here.
That we're all going to be amazed. I believe that the anticipation.
Yes.
The expectation that I'm expecting from God is so great.
Yes.
I know that there is healing.
Come on, evangelist.
I know that healing that is a way up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ask that you come out to the revival on this week. It will be every night, starting tonight, 11:10, November 10th through the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. I'm going to let Apostle give you that address.
Yes.
But come out. And expect and come up with expectations.
Yes.
Come on, whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, whatever you need from God, come out and expect for God to do it.
Yes.
Not evangelist Lord, but come out and expect for God to do it.
Yes.
And so come with expectation this week. Apostle?
Yes. You got to come with expectation. We got to come in believing. We got to come in pulling on the woman of God, the word that's in her belly. Amen. For this time, because guess what? She just called and said, be not weary in well doing, because we're in due season. We're going to reap if we faint not. See, the enemy want us to faint, Evangelist Moore. He want us to look at the circumstances. But as I ministered on yesterday, I ministered looking unto Jesus. That I just got stuck right there. Looking unto Jesus. We look to everything else. But looking unto Jesus, who is the author, he started this, and he going to finish it. Come on here.
Come on. Come on. He's going to finish it. And that's why I say that. Come out with expectation.
Yes, come out with expectation. Again, the address is 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Oh, it's going to be going down at the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple. Everything is going to be going down, but everything that God promised you is going to be coming up. Oh, my God. Okay. All surround areas, Cocoa, Titusville again, Mims, come on, hallelujah, come on, Palm Bay, come on, all surrounding areas, at the area, all sidewalks, all curves, Lee, all red lights, come on, all, come on, hallelujah, come by skates, come on the bicycle, get an Uber, come on, somebody will get you home.
Yes. Come out and come again, as we keep saying, there were expectations. You can't just come. We need for you to come with an expectation for God.
Yes.
We need for you to come hungry. Amen. Come seeking what God has for you.
Yes.
Amen. Broken. If you're broken, if you're going through depression, anxiety, or whatever, come with the expectation that God is going to change your circumstance. I know that God will.
Oh, yes.
I know that he can, and I know that he will.
Minister,
and so
come
we're
on.
We're not just coming for a revival. We're not just coming because we were invited and we just want to show up. We're coming expecting for God to do the great in your life.
Yes.
And so I believe God. I believe God. I am with the apostle. He's the author. He writes our story.
Yes.
And he's the finisher of our faith.
Yes.
And so we are stepping out on faith. We are believing God for the great. We are believing that God is just going to do something just so miraculous. I am so excited. I am excited. I am excited about the word. I am excited to see the move of God.
Yes.
Again, it's not about evangelism. More, I am excited what God is going to do. And I'm just trusting and believing that this week is going to be one that we will never forget. I appreciate, I am grateful that Apostle, you know, God put it in his heart to invite me, amen, to come out and share the word of the Lord with you. So please, amen, tell your sister, your brother, your cat, your dog, your mama,
yes.
Tell them yes. about the revival and come out and share in God's word this week.
Yes. It's just, Evangelist Moore, it's just like, you know, how when we all been kids at times, and if our parents say they have something for us, we were so excited. We couldn't hardly wait till they give it to us. And we might have said, even now, what you got for me? What you got for me? We was excited about it. We couldn't hardly wait. Especially, you know, we know about Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And we're so excited. Couldn't wait to open up the gifts and all of that. So this is how we are in the spirit. I'm so excited about what God is going to do this week.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I'm waiting on it. I'm pulling on it because I know there's a word in your loins. I know there's a word in your belly for the people. All they got to do is come expecting.
Hallelujah, Lord.
All they got to do is come pulling on what's in you. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm feeling about the spirit of the Lord at
come on.
This very moment.
Come on. Come on.
God.
That's why I'm saying, come on and go with us. Come on and go with us in the spirit. Come on and go with us in the spirit. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Just if you're listening right now, just wave your hand and just tell God thank you.
Thank you.
And if you're thank just, amen, if the enemy tried you this morning, if he tried you on yesterday, if he tried you last.
Yes.
Just wave your hand and just tell God, God, I thank you. God, I'm trusting you.
Yes.
God.
Come on.
Just tell God that no matter what it looks like, no matter how I feel, God, I'm trusting you, God.
Yes.
I believe that God is going to put a release.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That everything that's been burdening you, everything that's been haunting you, everything that's been taunting you, that's been traumatic to you, I believe that God is going to release you on this
week.
And I am trusting God this week. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, just come. Amen. Just come.
Yes.
And just where you are right now, just fall down on your knees.
Hallelujah.
Or just go to your hands. And just say, Lord, I surrender all to you, God.
Yes, God.
Right now, God, I am releasing everything the enemy has tried to put on me.
Right now.
Everything that he's tried to bind me with.
Right now.
Everything he's tried to taunt me with. Everything he's tried to traumatize me. If you're standing in the gap for somebody else, just call their name out and just trust God. Amen. But God is going to turn the situation around. I am believing God for a turnaround. I am believing that God is going to do the magnificent. Hallelujah.
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 And just trust him. Trust him.
Hallelujah.
Whether you're crying out for your children, whether you're crying out for your husband, whether you're crying out for a neighbor, a relative.
Yes.
Just believe God. I believe God that he's going to make a release.
Yes.
In us this week, my God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's going to free up.
Yes, Jesus.
From the plan of the enemy.
Yes.
He can't serve, so we are God's children.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to the master.
Yes.
And no matter what he put on us,
hallelujah,
we are victorious.
Yes.
We can overcome it.
Come on here.
We can overcome it.
Yes.
And so come with expectation.
Yes.
Bring the child. Bring mama, dad, bring everybody.
Yes.
And just see what God has for you. Because if the song say, what God has for you, it is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me, but it's for you.
Yes.
And once it get in you, you're going to be able to share it with somebody else.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But we thank you. We thank God for his wonderful, for his kindness, for being so grateful. Thank him today. Thank him. I want you to just get a spirit of just thanking God.
Thank you, Lord.
In spite of.
Yes.
Just thanking God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Because of who he is.
Thank you, Lord.
Just get in that spirit today just to begin to tell God thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Just begin to lift your tears up. Thank you. No matter what you're going through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you feel like,
Thank you.
I thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
That I'm still alive. That's what the enemy wants you to. He wants you to give up.
Yes.
He wants you to just sit there and just bask in your problems and in everything that you're going through.
Yes.
But you ought to turn that thing around and say, God, I thank you.
God, I
because
thank
it could be worse than what it is, God.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Because, God, I still know that you are still working behind the
scenes.
I know, God, that you're going to bring me out.
Thank you.
I know, God, that you're going to fix this situation.
Thank you.
And so we are in expectation of what God is doing.
Yes.
So please, amen, just come back to the revival on this week. I can go on and on, but I'm going to let her.
No. This is your time.
This is your time.
She'll be live here in the studio on Friday. She's on the phone now, but she'll be live on the studio on Friday. This is your time. You're ministering to the people. We thank God for what's going to come out of you. We thank God for you, what you're going to importate into this week. Hallelujah.
But just know that God is working on your behalf.
Yes.
Know it. I know a lot of people are going through things in this land right now because of the state of our nation. A lot of people are down and they're depressed and they just don't know from one day to the next day. But guess what? We don't trust in man. We trust in God.
Yes.
That's the reach for our trust.
Hallelujah.
We're not trusting, the Bible tells us, we're not to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow should take care of itself.
Yes.
And we know that if God is taking care of the birds,
hallelujah,
don't you know that he's going to take care of you?
Yes, come on.
People are worrying today how they're going to eat.
Yes.
They're going to worry where the next meal is coming from.
Yes.
Because the government says, hey, we're not doing it. But guess what? We are God's people.
That's it.
And God is going to make a way for you. Don't sit there and be depressed. Don't sit there and wonder where, your next meal is.
Hallelujah.
Trust God. Our trust is in Jesus.
Yes.
That's what we believe in.
That's it.
We don't believe in this system because whatever God allows is going to be.
Uh-huh.
And so we can't change whatever God allowed, but one thing we can just, we trust him.
Yes.
We trust him. And one thing that I do sometimes, God has to allow things to happen for us to get on our knees and pray. Because sometimes when things get too comfortable for us, we'll forget about God. We'll stop praying. God has to shake us sometimes.
Yes.
He has to shake us and have us to come back to him and pray.
Yes.
And know where the source of our strength comes from. Know where everything comes from. It doesn't come from me.
Amen.
It comes from him.
Amen.
God may use man, but ultimately it comes from God.
Hallelujah.
And so I don't want you to sit in your house this week and just be down and out and
come
be depressed and wondering what you're going to do or what's going to happen next.
Hallelujah.
You begin to praise God.
Yes.
And I promise you, if you praise your way out and you begin to give God praise, I promise that God is going to work a miracle for you.
Hey.
I know that he will.
Hey.
I know that he will. We get our eyes off the circumstances.
Yes.
And we put our eyes on God.
Come on.
God will start changing things around. He'll start shifting things.
Mm-hmm.
God will start making things happen for you that you thought could never happen for you. God will wake up things in other people's spirit to do things for you that you thought could not be done.
Yes.
So don't sit in your house. Don't sit and just be in depression or just be so upset and worried about the state of this nation. God has us.
Yes.
And he has it under control.
Yes.
You just continue to give God praise.
Yes.
You just continue to put your foot forward and step into God, into the season that God has for you.
Yes.
Amen. Because the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the
Come
Lord.
Come on, talk to us.
You got steps in order for God to move.
Yes.
And so let the Lord order your steps. Let him move you into your season. Don't just sit there worrying about things. Don't just sit there being depressed. Give it all to God.
Yes.
And know that God will work for you. He will do it. He will do it.
Yes.
I often hear people say, is there anything too hard for God to do?
Mm.
It may be impossible with man. But with God, all things are possible.
Yes, Lord.
I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. I could have been, I told him last week, I said, when I buried my mom, only thing the enemy would tell me, just lay down. Just lay down. Just do. But the Holy Spirit that's in me woke up and said, that's not it.
Yes.
You got to praise and wake up.